You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. A rare earthquake, 8.8 magnitude, that Paul described, and the aftermath, worried about tsunami warnings and now an advisory, and pretty much the major threat over in Hawaii. We'll keep you posted on this story, but it has people unsettled, to say the least, in those areas. But fortunately, no major damage. What about the earthquake's effect on Russia? On their coast, they did have some buildings collapse, but no reports of deaths yet. Meanwhile, this story in New York continues to unravel about the man who went on a shooting rampage. And we start there with CBS's Michael George.
Turning now to the investigation into the deadly mass shooting inside a Manhattan office building. As we learn more about the four victims killed, a police officer, a security guard, an investment firm executive, and a real estate company employee. We're also learning more about the gunman who police say drove cross country from Las Vegas carrying a rifle. And according to a copy of a suicide note obtained by CBS News, he was holding a grudge against the NFL, whose headquarters are in that building. CBS's Lilia Luciano has the latest on the investigation.
A surveillance camera captured the moment the gunman approached the building carrying a semi-automatic rifle. It was just as many workers were leaving to go home.
You are responding to an active shooter incident.
The first victim was shot in the lobby. Diderul Islam was a cop moonlighting as a security guard. He was an immigrant from Bangladesh and a father of two, with a third child on the way. CBS New York spoke to Islam's nephew.
The youngest son doesn't really understand, and his eldest son is like in shock, walking around with his dad's police book.
The 44-floor tower is the headquarters for the National Football League, multiple major finance firms, and the real estate firm Rudin Management. Jessica Tisch is New York City's police commissioner.
He then shoots a woman who took cover behind a pillar and proceeds through the lobby, spraying it with gunfire.
The gunman shot a second security guard before taking an elevator to the 33rd floor, where Rudin is headquartered.
One person was struck and killed on that floor. He then proceeds down a hallway and shoots himself in the chest.
Images obtained by CBS News of the suicide note found in the gunman's wallet. He wrote CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. That is a brain disease linked to repetitive head injuries suffered in sports. The note also said, football gave me CTE, and referenced the NFL, saying the league knowingly concealed the dangers. The gunman had driven 3 days from his home in Las Vegas. He had a history of mental illness going back to at least 2022, the same year he obtained his concealed firearm permit. Sometime after receiving his permit, he called police saying he was suicidal. But according to Nevada law enforcement, suicidal ideations are not a reason to confiscate a permit. Police in Nevada have said that they received a tip just last month about a large amount of ammunition that the shooter allegedly bought at a gun show. But because he had a valid permit when they went to follow that tip, there was nothing else that they could do. Lilia Luciano, CBS News, New York.
And in addition to Officer Islam, three others were killed in the attack. 43-year-old Wesley LePatner, a senior managing director specializing in real estate at the investment firm Blackstone, was shot in the lobby. 46-year-old unarmed security guard Alan Etienne was working in the lobby when he was gunned down. And 27-year-old Julia Hyman, an associate with the real estate firm Rudin Management, was working on the 33rd floor when she was shot.
And there's going to be continued fallout from this story.
You know, one of the sidebar points of interest for me in my morning reading was the rifle this person used in the shootings was something he put together part by part. Apparently bought a part here and a part there and then built it himself.
And drove 3 days. It took him from Las Vegas to get to New York City with the intention, apparently, of going to an NFL office, which he made a mistake because of the elevators. Sometimes in tall buildings, particularly in New York, different elevators only go to certain floors at certain levels.
Yeah, if you have 100 floors, you might have one that goes up so far like the first 25, and then you have one that goes from 26 to 50, etc.
So he ends up on this floor, which apparently he didn't intend to be, shot one person there.
Yeah, some real estate management firm, I think it was.
And then himself.
Now, we're talking about this in the office yesterday, and how can this story and the allegations that this young man was making about, you know, his mental health problems being due to CTE, which you, as you have pointed out more than once, that can't be diagnosed until someone has died. They have to examine right. the brain to determine that. But to what extent is all of this, just as we're getting back to school and the football season, Friday Night Lights, right? To what extent is this discussion happening around, you know, the dinner table and parents that are maybe concerned? I mean, it's got to be on the radar, right?
Yeah, but the question is obviously his own mental illness. Why would he choose to kill innocent people?
No, there's no question. I will look at what was his name? Aaron Rodriguez, right? The former NFL player, the former New England football player. Do
Hernandez.
I have the name right? Aaron Fernandez, yeah. He killed people.
He killed two people, then yeah. eventually himself.
Well, you know, whether or not this kid had CTE, he didn't play in college or pro football, but whether or not he did or didn't, still the repetitive blows to the head have to be a concern. You want to,
and it's something that's been, you know, the focus has been in a lot of cases here in Pittsburgh on the studies they're doing around it
right.
and trying to determine what is and what isn't real. But it has definitely, for better or worse, opened up. Looking for something to do this weekend, how about Rock Reggae Relief? Saturday at Stage AE, catch Damon and Stephen Marley. Yeah, Bob Marley's kids. Bob Marley, the legend in reggae. Jay Boog, the Elevators, and more. Chillville's got food, arts, and vibes. And it supports MCG Youth, an affiliate of the Manchester Craftsman Guild. You can get tickets at rockreggaerelief.com. Put on by Lucas Pyatt, a visionary and a great nonprofit. And what a day it's going to be for outdoor events on Saturday. It's nice to finally get a break.
Well, I was looking at the forecast before I came in, and I just thought, oh, this is going to be perfect. What a great weekend ahead with highs in the upper 70s on Saturday and then Sunday in the low 80s. It's going to be sunny. No mention of stormy weather.
No, it's going to be a spectacular weekend weather-wise. Now, here's the dilemma, and we didn't mention Erin Farragonio and our birthdays in the last half hour because she's celebrating her birthday tomorrow, but she's going to be off Thursday and Friday, and her husband Vinny are having discussions about where to go, how to spend a few days together, and it should be your call. It's your birthday, Erin. And you've talked about wanting to go to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
I had suggested maybe consider a 2-hour nonstop on Allegiant to Sarasota Bradenton International Airport.
Yes.
Anna Marie Island, Longboat Key.
Oh, boy, is that nice.
Doesn't that sound lovely?
It's warm, but it's beautiful, and it's off-season, so it's not super crowded, easy to navigate, get around.
And you know, when you get that breeze off the water, it really is very comfortable.
You know what's funny?
Watch sunsets.
Well, what's funny is I enjoy the beach, love the beach, but as a person, I enjoy doing things in the city more. And it's funny because when we talked about, oh, where do you want to go? And I said, well, if we're thinking about somewhere not far, maybe we should go to New York. And Vinny was like, well, we don't have to. Maybe think about a couple other things. And that's how the beach came up. So it'll be interesting to see where we land because I feel equally tugged in each direction. So,
well, you know, our direct connection with our sister city in Bradenton.
Thanks oh, to yes.
Elliot Falcione.
Right.
It helps to know people,
a
right?
consideration because you can help. Well, it helps because you can navigate and kind of in a short weekend make up for a lot of, you know, if you just right. want to chill, that's cool too. But
without looking for yourself.
But I mean, it's nice right. to show up and explore. But if someone knows the really good places to mm-hmm. stay and eat, well, that's a big plus.
We right. did. We did two family vacations as a child. Now we have five kids, four boys. My sister, Nancy, she came along later. So she either wasn't with us or doesn't remember, but one memorable vacation, and I may recommend this to you and Vinny,
mm-hmm.
Lake Pimatuming. You're campers,
oh,
too.
Oh, yes.
But we ended up staying at a place called the Rojo Cho Motel.
Oh, my gosh.
Where it featured a tiny pool and shuffleboard. I don't think it exists anymore, but
that's such a cool name.
If anybody out there ever can remember the Rojo Cho, please contact me. I'm looking for some pictures.
Yeah.
Maybe that's not your thing.
No, honestly, I can say after being married for a few years, I have been awakened to that side of me that likes to relax, enjoy nature, do nothing. And then I have that version of me that's like, let's go to a show in New York. Let's do this. Let's do that. So I can do both.
There's also and I just experienced the first time ever for a day and a half was Chautauqua, New York, which
right.
is a giant lake not far from Lake Erie mm-hmm. and about a 2.5-hour drive.
And it looked beautiful from what I saw.
Or there's Deep Creek, Maryland. Have you ever been there?
Love Deep Creek.
You have been.
I have.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Been with friends for birthdays and things.
I was interested to see in a recent travel magazine article that I shared with a friend who loves to travel. They made a list of the 10 most beautiful small towns to visit in America. And guess which one is within driving distance?
Wilmerding.
Harper's Ferry.
Oh.
Yeah.
You ever been there?
No, actually.
Just down the road in West Virginia, where a couple of rivers meet. There's a lot of history there, but there's a lot of wonderful terrain. And there's, of course, the beautiful older homes, the older structures that have been there for a long, long time. And it's really, for a lot of people, where the Civil War started.
Aaron has to figure this out quickly, though.
It's literally tomorrow. We're leaving for somewhere tomorrow.
Well, you know, we know a famous journalist who writes a lot about little towns over the years.
Oh, you bet. Selena Zito.
Yeah.
I literally was going to guess Selena Zito.
She's traveled all over the region into little small towns. There's also little resorts. They're kind of pricey.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're looking for, maybe you do fly to New York City. I would say fly instead of drive if you can.
New York, definitely.
Well, I was talking to Colin Dunlap yesterday, and he was telling me, because we forget, you can fly into New York now. And he said he had a great time. And it's a great place to go if you have a few days.
Yeah, you have your pick of airports, too. Mm-hmm. So you can take just the one that's closest to what you want to be near.
And right. It's just the two of you, so
yes.
You can kind of use that as a blank canvas and paint your own picture.
What would you want to do in New York? Would you like to go to a show of some kind, Erin?
Yes, we would definitely go to a show of some kind. A mentor in my life, New York is almost like a second home to her. So we might go to, Vinny went to Chelsea once and he loved it. I haven't been to that area of New York. So we might go there and peruse around, and I would ask my mentor about a few places, because you can't wander in New York. You really can't. You will waste a full day.
Oh, there's no question.
If you have no vision in New York.
You have to have a plan, right?
You have to have a plan, or you will just walk mindlessly.
All right. I got, this time we always share something unusual. I got something for you guys. Science has pinpointed when our bodies really start to age. It's when you hit 30. No, I'm kidding. That was for you, Erin. The age is 51. Check this out.
Hmm.
Researchers in a new study found the body breaks down unevenly, with one vital organ taking the biggest hit. It's usually the heart. Between ages 45 and 55 is when aging accelerates, leading to a weakened grip, poor balance, and visible damage to blood vessels.
What in the world?
What are you trying to do? Demoralize all of us?
Oh, man. Work out more. Eat better.
Yes.
And please hydrate, for God's sake. Joe, happy Wednesday. Coming up in our next hour, Rich Fitzgerald in studio. We've got an extensive lineup of things that are going around the 10-county region, including the city of Pittsburgh. I think everybody waking up this morning hearing about an 8.8 magnitude earthquake off the coast of Russia touching off, tsunami warnings and advisories is one thing, and then we're dealing with still this heat today, but we are going to get a break for the weekend. Let's check in with the National Weather Service meteorologist Tim Cermak. Tim, good morning.
Good morning.
You're probably glad you don't have the responsibility of posting tsunami warnings around here.
That's right. Yeah, we don't have to worry about tsunamis in the Pittsburgh area, that's for sure.
Yeah, but briefly, for those that don't know, Tim, a tsunami touched off by an earthquake that's off the coast of Russia. Hard to imagine the impact could carry that far, but it's something that's very real for those people, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Those waves will propagate across large bodies of water, and as they do so and approach the shallow waters near continental shelves, they can actually increase in magnitude. So you'd be surprised how far the waves could make it.
And that said, let's talk about our near record heat. So for the day, 94 is the record for a July 30th in Pittsburgh. We'll be flirting with that, but we have promise of a better weekend ahead. So walk us through it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right on that. It's going to be hot and humid today. We will be close to that record if we don't hit it. Heat indices will probably be near 100, and then we have a nice cold front coming through tomorrow, some showers and storms. A few of those storms tomorrow afternoon could produce strong wind gusts. And then a real cool down, nice weekend, highs in the upper 70s, maybe near 80, dry weather, sunny skies. It'll be real nice.
And I'm thinking this may be, from a comfort standpoint, Friday into Saturday may be the best combo we've had all summer.
Yeah, it's sure going to feel like it, especially Saturday morning with low temperatures dipping down into the mid to upper 50s. I think people will be real pleased.
All right. Well, Tim, appreciate the update. Thank you. Stay cool and hydrate.
You too. Thank you very much.
Meteorologist Tim Cermak. Oh, man. I say that, but then they did all these medical stories, Paul, about hydration, and, it can be very serious, so make light of it.
Yeah, we do joke about it, but, don't forget to, up your water intake on days like these. A little bit more will help.
Yeah, did you notice that? Erin, you doing the same thing?
Yeah, I mean, think about the caffeinated drinks that are out there that people just grab on the go way faster than they grab water.
And they dehydrate you.
100%.
I didn't know that until just recently.
Yeah, it's like in the winter when people think alcohol is going to keep them warm. It actually has the reverse effect over, you know, if you're exceeding, you know, something normal.
So now I drink an equal amount of water to the coffee that I'm having.
Right.
And how about this, about the heat? So on Monday, between 7 and 8 p.m. Eastern, the United States consumed more power than ever recorded. Enough power to power a single home for 70,000 years. The Department of Energy says it's the heat wave, and the way the weather is going, we think they're going to break another record multiple times this week alone around the country. At one point, 160 million people in the country were under heat advisories, and we're one of them for today's 93 to 94 degree high. And I got one other story I thought you guys would enjoy. How about this? If there were a Guinness World Record for the most proposals to the same woman, Luke Wintrip would get it. He and his now wife, Sarah, think so. Over 7 years that they dated, she turned him down for proposals 42 times.
What?
And these were extravagant. Apparently, Luke's got some bucks, too. Not only candlelight dinners, horseback rides, trips on the beach to Jamaica, but once he even rented a castle in Prague, and she still said no.
Wow.
Until the 43rd time when she finally said yes. And the natural question is, what was it?
What was it that she was waiting for? You said 7 years?
I'm going to guess it's something ridiculous, like he bought her a hot dog.
7 years.
I mean, it has to be.
42 times she said no, but on that 43rd time, she said yes because she wanted to just make him work for it.
7 years is a push.
Wow.
7 years is a push. I wonder if the rings were different.
I don't know. Beyond that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm kind of wondering how the rest of the marriage is going to unfold.
Yeah, right, exactly.
From the Goldberg, Persky, and White News Desk, a tsunami warning in Hawaii has been lowered to an advisory after an 8.8 magnitude earthquake off the coast of Russia. But there are now reports of some effects on the island of Maui. This is Mayor Richard Bisson.
I think we've recorded the highest amount of surge, maybe about 11 feet, I think it was reported. But we can see Hilo is getting the most actual damage.
It's hard to imagine that an earthquake that far away could affect the islands thousands of miles to their east.
$58 million, Larry, in medical debt has been eliminated for 43,000 people in Pittsburgh.
This is fascinating to me because most of these people will not even know until they're notified. In other words, they go through debt records, and where's the money coming from?
Well, a city council member, Larry, Bobby Wilson, sent $1 million in pandemic relief. He sponsored the bill that did this, and that pandemic relief money went to a company that buys healthcare debt for pennies on the dollar, and so that's why people are debt-free now.
And most of these bills were built up during the course of the aftermath of COVID, so that was the impetus. We're going to talk to Councilman Wilson after the news at 8:30 this morning. How did he do this?
This might be one of the most significant pieces of legislation affecting more people at once and creating relief on this than probably anything I've heard of in the time I've been in Pittsburgh.
Christmas in July for, how about, 43,000 people.
And the Bucks' winning streak continues at San Francisco.
The Pirates have won three straight series for the first time in a year as they beat the Giants 3-1 tonight.
Yeah, four in a row, six out of seven. They have a day game. We'll carry it on the station that invented baseball on the radio today. They may sweep the Giants on the road. They'll have a day off, and then they're off to Colorado after that.
Yeah, our pregame coverage will start at 2:50 this afternoon.
Yeah, so second half after the All-Star break didn't look good for a series or two. Now, all of a sudden, they're one of the hottest teams in baseball. Go figure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford, who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.